someday it's gonna pay off. I'll keep trying. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Xander Fett Hobosode Hour, but it's probably more like a half hour or 20 minutes, maybe 15. Anyway, it's sponsored by Xander Fett, and I think I'm just going to look through the request directory again, see what I can find, see if any of these pick up. Right now in my main request directory, I have 153 requests sitting in there that I have not done yet, probably dating back, I don't know, 5 years or something. No, not really 5 years. But it looks like the oldest one is from April of 2016. I go through these, though. You know, like, none of these are unread. I've read all of them. It's just, you know, I try them, they don't pick up. Or sometimes I don't try them because I don't know what to do with them. I really need to go through all these and just do every single one of them. But I think I'm going to start with some recent ones here first. Here's a request from Murray. Hey, Brad, here's a video that I made in the parking lot at the Alto Center in beautiful Marin County. There's a Whole Foods here, and a Pet Food Express, and a Starbucks, and they seem to attract rather hobo-y types. Take, for instance, this cat painter. Maybe you can call and say that somebody painted your cat, and that the guy who sells you weed heard some of his students talking about this cat painter, and that's why you're calling, because it would be highly unlikely for there to be more than one cat painter driving around Mill Valley painting cats. And I want them to know that cat painting is not cool. Without consent. Okay, so there's a video attached, and he says he's sorry that he's too stupid to be able to figure out how to send files larger than 20 megs, and it's just a video of him, like, videoing, like, just snap a picture. Why didn't you snap a photograph of this lady's cat painting thing in her car window? Like, he took a 20-second video and sent it to me. What the hell, Murray? Like, oh, he's got his radio playing and everything. He zooms into the sign in this lady's window. And I don't understand this sign. It's in this car window. It says Valentine's 2018 Pet Paintings. There's a picture of a cat that looks like it's painted. Maybe she's talking about portraits. Is she doing portraits of your cat, maybe? But it's got her phone number, has her name in there. It says Amanda. It says to text her number. So she probably won't even pick up. She's not actually painting cats, is she? No, nobody would do that. That's crazy. Let's see if she'll pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Amanda?
Yeah?
This is Roy from over at the animal shelter. We had some reports, like, we've been getting a lot of stray cats in that are all painted, and people have been telling us that you've been painting stray cats, and we just need to let you know that.
Do I paint stray cats?
Yeah, it's not cool, and could you please stop doing that?
Can I call you back tomorrow? I'm in the middle of a meeting, and I'm going to another one.
Are you in the middle of, like, painting cats or something? Look, I don't need to talk to you again.
No,
just
I'm actually
stop.
In a meeting talking about pets right now, marketing pets. So
marketing them by painting them?
I have another meeting. But I love them, and I love the idea of painting.
You sound so important. But look, can
you just leave me a message? Roy is your name?
Yeah, well, just stop painting stray cats. It's not cool. It's abusive. We keep getting them in here. People are telling us that you're doing
it. Oh, painting stray cats? I don't know who you are. Hey, listen.
This is Roy.
I'll call you back later.
From the animal shelter. Just cut it out, okay? She is a very important, busy person. Let me try her right back. I'm not going to save this till tomorrow. Fuck that.
Hello, you have reached Amanda.
All right. I guess she's just too busy with all her meetings and stuff. Her multiple meetings that she has to go to. Here's a request from Copper Dan. He wants me to call an AT&T wireless store, and he wants me to talk to either Joe or Chris. He says they're right next to a frozen yogurt shop. They share a wall. Ask them not to give the girls snake eyes and that they don't like ginger. Well, that's racist, Copper Dan.
Thank you for calling your local AT&T store. Please press 1 for the store address, press 2 for store hours, or press 3 to speak with a representative.
AT&T Wireless.
Hey, is this Joe or Chris, or who's this?
This is Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe. This is Roy from the yogurt place next door.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. Look, I was wondering, can you guys stop, like, giving the girls snake eyes whenever they walk by? Because It's not cool.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they're all pretty upset because every time they walk by the store, you know, to come to work, you guys are always just in there looking at them. They're all tweeting, like, you know, hashtag Me Too and saying you guys are undressing them with your eyes.
I don't even know who they are.
Winking.
But yeah, no, I won't look at any girls that are walking by.
Oh, we know you are because they like, she,
okay.
One of them, like, held her phone up and, like, recorded you as she walked by, and we can see you giving her snake eyes. They say you do all the time. Can you please just stop?
Okay. Sure. Okay, I won't.
Try to be a better human being. Try not to be such a huge piece of shit.
I'm not going
to
participate in this conversation, but you have a nice day.
Why are you talking there? Why are we talking? Oh, I forgot to say that they don't like ginger. Crap. Oh, well. Sorry, Copper Dan. I fucked that one up.
Thank you for calling your local AT&T store. Please press 1 for the store address, press 2 for store hours.
AT&T Wireless, this is Joe.
Also, do you think you guys can just kind of keep it down over there? Because we can hear you through the walls, and, you know, we're trying to do our job over here, and you guys are just being loud.
All right, well, I mean, I'm not the manager. You can talk to Chris if you want, but I'll try to keep it down.
Well, I don't think it's the manager that's being loud, but do you think maybe you can try and be a little bit quieter?
Well, I'm surprised you just didn't come down here and talk to me face-to-face about
it. Well, you know, I have a job to do.
Conversation with a person I've never met before.
I don't just sit around, like, oogling girls out the window when they walk by. I actually do work over
here.
You're just making
accusations.
Since you're not so busy, since you're just sitting around.
Wild accusations. My customer here is you right now that's there in the store.
Well, are you oogling them?
All right, I have a customer with me, but I'm going to take everything that you said to heart.
Try not to oogle the customer too much.
There you go.
Try not to wink your butthole at him.
Thanks for the attitude. I'm going to tell everyone not to shop there. That the managers.
Good. I'm going to tell everyone not
to
shop there. I'm going to get. I'm going to get rid of.
A nice rating on Google.
I'm going to get rid of my AT&T phone and get a Verizon. Whoa! He just went straight into the threats. Going to leave me a shitty rating on Google. Holy crap! Oh, and I forgot again not to say whatever about Ginger. Who the fuck's Ginger? Are you talking about Gingers or someone named Ginger? And how do you know these people, Copper Dan? Are you going to tell them that they got pranked? I need to add a section on the request form on snowplowshow.com for people to give me like a backstory or something whenever they submit a prank. And did he really threaten to give me a bad Google rating right in front of a customer? That doesn't seem very professional. Here's a number to a ski resort condo in Colorado. And this is from Nomad Cow. He says, these condos have direct dial lines, I guess. I don't know if they ever get used anymore with most people having cell phones. And he gives me a phone number. I guess it's a direct line into a room. Let's try it out. See if anyone picks up.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dave from the front desk.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, we just need you guys to stop smoking marijuana in there. We can smell it under the door.
We're certainly not smoking marijuana in here.
Oh, we know you are. Look, you don't have to deny it. It's fine. It's legal in this state, but you just can't do it in your room.
Well, I'm denying it because we don't smoke marijuana. You're calling 414?
Yeah, that's the one. Look, it doesn't matter. I'm not here to judge you. It's fine. You know, it's not my thing. I'm a Christian, but if you guys want to smoke, like, maybe out in the parking lot or something, or just somewhere else, somewhere away from here...
No, I'd like for you to come up here and come in the room because we're not smoking marijuana. We don't smoke marijuana.
Look, you don't have to deny it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. I'm not trying to make a big deal of it.
I'm not making a big deal of it either. We're just not doing it. I mean, you're telling me we are, and we're not doing it.
I understand that marijuana makes you all paranoid and makes you want to deny things probably. And, you know, I get it. I understand. I smoked once or twice when I was a young person. But
I don't get where you're coming from because we are not smoking marijuana in here.
I mean, three of
it
us... I don't know.
It may be some other guest, but it's not us.
Three of us have walked by your door, and, like, we can actually see the smoke and smell it. It smells just like marijuana. I know everyone thinks they can come to Colorado now and be a tourist and... just buy marijuana and smoke it wherever they want, but that's just not how it works here.
Well, I can tell you, I mean, I don't know who's telling you that 414 is smoking marijuana, but we're not, and I want you to come up to our room right now.
No, I don't want to get high just from, you know, the walking in there, like all the smoke and everything. I They drug test here, and I can't afford that. You know, I don't want to lose my job because of all the marijuana smoke in your room.
Is Adam there?
Adam is, he ran to the video store.
Well, I would like Adam or somebody to come up here because you're accusing us of smoking marijuana, and we don't smoke marijuana.
It's not an accusation.
It's insane.
It's not an accusation. I just want you to stop. That's all.
Well, if you want us to stop, that's fine because we've never done it. So
never. Oh,
I mean,
come on.
Insane.
Come on. Don't now. Come now. Your lies are just growing and growing. You're getting deeper and deeper into your web of lies. All you have to do is just not smoke marijuana in there anymore.
Well, I tell you what, Dave. All you have to do is come up to our room and come in here and know that you're accusing us of doing something we're not doing.
I don't have to come by. I walked by. I don't have to come in. I can't come up there while Adam's gone. You know, he'll be back soon.
Well, I tell you what, when Adam comes, I want Adam to come up here.
Okay.
I'm really disappointed in this call.
Adam's not interested in getting high with you, if that's what you're trying to do. And I'm not either.
No, we are not smoking marijuana. I mean, it's just very simple. I mean, if you come in this room, you will be very sure that some other of your tenants here are smoking. We are not.
Well, it's definitely coming from your door. I mean,
if you think it is, I'd like you to come up here and knock on our door because we're not smoking marijuana.
I don't see why you're making such a big deal of it. It's not a big deal. This is Colorado. Just don't do it anymore. That's all.
The deal is you're accusing us of doing it, and we're not doing it. It's somebody else in this room.
I'm sure in this hallway.
It's not us.
I'm sure you're high enough by now. Just stop smoking. You know, that's all you have to do. You don't have to smoke constantly.
Well, I'm not going to talk to you about it anymore. But what I would want you to do is come up here immediately.
I can tell you're high just by the way you're talking. I know you're high.
No.
You sound high.
I'm really disappointed in this call. We've really enjoyed our stay, and we've talked about coming back. And after this, I don't think we will.
Well, if you can't follow the rules, we don't want you back. Wow, what was with that echo? That was crazy. And that crazy screeching sound? What the hell was that? Hopefully he'll go talk to the front desk. He'll find out there's not a Dave there. Unless there is a Dave there, then oops. But that's kind of cool. I've seen this before, like hotels where each individual room has their own phone number. Like, I wonder if I call another number and just change the last digit of the phone number. Like, his last two digits was 56. I'll make one that's 55 instead. Let's see if I get a different room by doing that. Oh, no, it's busy. Well, it's busy. That's a good sign. Let's try 54. Probably doesn't work that way, though.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Nope. Okay, let's try 57.
Thank you for calling Village. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, that thing she just said on the machine, I think I'm going to bleep it out. But that is some kind of a ski resort. So that's interesting. I ought to give this number to someone else, like another prank caller. I can see Dwight, like, going through every possible number combination and just getting a hold of different rooms. And it's interesting because I wonder if the front desk could even block you from calling their number if you have a direct line to their room. Anyway, thank you, Nomad Cow. Oh, look at this. I just noticed that when I called that guy, I was actually calling from a Connecticut area code because of another prank request I was doing. I wonder if he even has caller ID in that room. And of course, the phone number was 420-6969 in Connecticut. You know what? I'm going to call him back just one more time. And by the way, I've tried to call about 10 different numbers right around that number, you know, about 5 digits each way. And only one of them seemed to be related to that place, and that was the one you heard with the message. Most of the rest of them were disconnected, so it's probably no pattern, I guess.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Susan with Flicks Video Store, and it looks
Pardon
like
me?
This is Susan with Flicks Video Store.
Yep.
From the video store. Adam was just in here, and he returned Shazam with Sinbad. You know that movie?
We haven't gotten any movies.
No. Like, Adam just came in and returned a videotape.
Right.
And he returned Shazam with Sinbad. And there was a $6 late fee on that. Can you tell him to come back and, you know, just pay that?
I don't know.
You know Adam,
we,
right?
We don't... Pardon me?
You know Adam, right?
I know Adam, but Adam is he runs the hotel. You got room 414. I don't know who you're calling.
Oh, he put this number on his account. He was just in here. He was returning a video, Shazam with Sinbad.
Well, I'm a hotel guest, and you know I don't know who in the world. Adam runs the hotel.
Well,
you shouldn't
be answering the phone if you're just a guest there.
Well, you've got a guest room. I mean, it's a guest room.
No, this is...
You've rung a guest...
This is the number on Adam's account. So, like, I don't know what you're trying to pull, but you shouldn't be picking up his phone. What are you, an identity thief?
What in the world? This is a guest room. We're 414 in the...
You know what?
I don't know who...
I don't know if you're high or what, but you don't need to be fucking around on Adam's phone. Can you just tell him that he owes $6 on Shazam with Sinbad?
Who are you?
This is Susan. My name is Susan. I'm with the video store, Flix Video. He was just here.
Well, you've just called a guest room in the hotel.
Well, you sound like you're high. Are you high or something?
No, I'm not high.
You kind of sound like you've been smoking, or I don't know.
No, we haven't.
You definitely
And I would just call the front desk at the Laurelwood to talk to Adam.
I'm not going to look up the. Well, can you give me the number? Because I don't feel like looking it up. And this is the number on his account. And if this is just Adam, are you Adam?
I'm not Adam, and. There's an Adam who runs the hotel, and he works the front desk. You've called room 414.
You don't have to talk to me like I'm an idiot, sir. There he goes.
I think I totally ruined that guy's high, giving him a dose of the Mandela effect. Anyway, I'm done with today's Hobosode. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Xander Fett, for making this Hobosode possible.
Bye, everyone.
Pussy good. Pussy sweet. Like this. Pussy. Enough to eat. Get up, get up. Pussy good. Your sister. Pussy sweet. Like this. Pussy good. Good enough to eat. Get up, get up. Someday it's gonna pay off. I'll keep trying.
Haha. Am I supposed to be doing this?